Nolte, Five Great Horror Movies That Warned Us About the Woke Gestapo. By John Nolte on October 24, 2021. America is being terrorized by a very real and deadly woke Gestapo. This fanatical group of left-wing fascists annihilate, destroy, blacklist, and even murder those who refuse to conform to their fascist ideologies, sexual perversions, and zeal for a centralized authority. Using the combined power of the federal government, the establishment media, big tech, celebrity, academia, and fascist corporations, they seek to bully us into their anti-science, anti-human utopia, a world filled with fear and compliance, a place where it is a crime to express yourself, honor your conscience, worship the one true God, and live life in the way you choose. Many horror movies warned us of this threat. Now that the threat is here, let's revisit the five we should have taken more seriously. Dress to Kill, 1980. Writer, director Brian De Palma's ingenious remake of Hitchcock's 1960 masterpiece Psycho casts Michael Caine as a transsexual who murders the women who sexually stimulate his male side, most famously a gorgeous Angie Dickinson. This is an obvious parable about how the left wants to destroy normal and innocent people who make them uncomfortable in some way. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1978. Director Philip Kaufman exceeds the greatness of the 1956 original through the simple act of moving the story from small-town America to left-wing San Francisco. The basic plot is still the same. A race of robot-like aliens seeks to replace human beings with more compliant aliens. But instead of being a metaphor about the threat and horrors of communism, we have a story about the threat, horrors, and enforced conformity of government bureaucracy, bureaucrats, and New Age thinking. Of course, there is also the added thematic layer that explores the left's stated desire to replace free-thinking Americans with compliant illegal aliens. Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, 1982. A corporation takes over a town through fascist benevolence and then uses witchcraft and masks to kill America's children. The metaphors here are legion. Right now, we are battling a multitude of massive corporations who pose as benevolent to grab hold of power. And once they get it, Google, Amazon, Twitter, Facebook, turn fascist. Then there's the left's ongoing crusade to annihilate our children with a mix of masks, critical race theory, and the destruction of their innocence through sexualization. As we saw in Loudoun County, Virginia, the left would prefer our children to be raped and sodomized rather than give up their pagan belief that a man can magically transform into a woman. They Live, 1988. At the time, writer, director John Carpenter believed he was creating an attack on everything Ronald Reagan. But if you take a look now, They Live is more relevant than ever. This is a movie about an alien race that long ago conquered us. To keep us compliant, they use the news media, consumerism, technology, and a police state. CNN. Amazon. Facebook. The FBI. The Wicker Man, 1973. Forget about Neil LaBute's dreadful 2006 remake that removed the very thing that made the original a masterpiece, Christianity. Instead, what you have in the original is a brilliant look at how leftism, when boiled down, is nothing less than a return to the Middle Ages of human sacrifice, abortion, paganism, environmental worship, and every form of sexual perversion and deviance, including the sexualization of children. This is pitted against the film's star, Edward Woodward, who portrays a dedicated Christian and police officer looking for a missing child. Woodward's Christianity, which is based on humanism and reason, is at first presented as the stereotype of a humorless prude. But as the story rolls on, our view of him changes. We eventually come to see him as a noble, brave, dedicated, moral, and rational man thrust into the left's fascist utopia where superstition, conformity, and perversion rule. In the end, he's an outright Christian martyr to these monstrous woketards who, in 100 different ways, resemble our own monstrous woketards, including their terrible art, their superstitions, masks work, people can magically change their sex, their demand for conformity, their perversion of our children, and their love of violence. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, CNN, etc. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.